This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with the assistance of Tim Wilson and Zoe Warwick, who, according to James Smith, are all great role models for the GLBTI community. Thank you very much, James.
That's what you
that's
say.
That's very kind.
That's whilst we're on air.
Yeah. What you say behind our backs, we do not know. Now, we welcome back on the line now the man who's been challenging Bob Catter up in Mount Isa. You remember we had him on the show last week. Since we last spoke to him, he's been through a few trials and tribulations, but he's come through fine. James Newbury, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doug. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you had to stand up and talk to council the other day. How did it go?
I've had more pleasant meetings, but, you know, honestly, I think the important part is I got my message across.
Yeah.
And now we have the certificates to go ahead.
Yeah, you sent me a letter that says basically the council's sort of washing its hands of the whole thing. They don't care anymore.
Yes, council has no further interest in the matter, which I find.
You've worn them down, have you, James?
Isn't Bob Catter's son on the council?
Robbie, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, he was standing right next to you when you made your speech, wasn't he? He was standing right next to you when you made your speech, wasn't he?
Yeah, if you look at the Northwest Star website, the photograph of the man next to me is actually Mr. Robert Catter, or sorry, Councillor Robert Catter.
Seemed
unimpressed.
Well, yes, so you said. Yes, I'm beginning to think, because he's being groomed to take over from his dad, isn't he? It's Hatman and Robbie, if I can call them that.
Well, I was going to say, will the Stetson fit? Yeah, a cobra.
Yeah, it's a little odd. He hasn't officially announced his candidacy, but it is widely known in Mount Isa that he will be running against Betty Kiernan, our state Labor member, in the next state election, and he'll be running for the Catter Queensland Australia Party, or whatever it's called this week.
Yeah, right.
The nutballs.
The Catter Vanity Project Party, yes. Now, okay.
Oh, no. One of my goals is to restore civility to political debate, so maybe we should be more polite.
Well, you are a very polite man, James, and I thought you were very restrained when you spoke to council, which was more than could be said for the mayor, who interrupted you continually.
Well, as the chair, that is his right. He has to maintain order in the council chamber.
And
that he can't.
And order was not maintained by having a puff standing up there talking to the councillors?
Apparently not, no.
I was about to say, what were you doing that was so outrageous, lascivious, or, you know, ridiculous that needed to be calmed?
I asked council if they would consider expanding the training requirements around the Peaceful Assemblies Act for the executive, and they seemed to object to that. And
it's outrageous behaviour, asking questions.
I know, it was unfortunate of me.
I personally think you're out of control, James, but yeah. I noticed, by the way, on the Northwest Star website, on local notices, you're top billing. There's the Equal Love Rally on September 11 under events. So obviously you've got some friends in the Northwest Star.
The Northwest Star have been nothing but balanced and fair in this, and I thank them and, incidentally, the Mount Isa Police for their utter professionalism through this whole thing. And
that's good to know.
I really just want to point out there that the Queensland Police have been nothing but professional and supportive of my democratic rights. It's a pity that council, a democratic body, hasn't really...
But they were basically putting up obstacles, but now, as you've said already, they've basically moved on and just decided to let you have it and stop drawing attention to the matter. Would that be fair?
Oh, yes. And I'm grateful for their indifference.
Well, I think basically what they were trying to do was kind of bamboozle and bully you into giving up and going away, isn't it, really?
Yes, they've clearly never met a computer nerd.
So it's this Sunday, is that correct?
That's correct. Sunday, 11 a.m. until noon, opposite Mr. Catter's office here in Mount Isa. That's the corner of Simpson Street and Grace Street.
And so how much interest have you got so far, in terms of people who are going to turn up?
Well, I still don't know. It may simply be one short fat guy with a sign, but we'll see.
Well, we hope it's better than that. But are you concerned, and are the police serious about making sure that, you know, there's appropriate level of security and everything else?
I'm not concerned. Honestly, I believe everything will be fine. There are some concerns, oddly enough, from the professional advocacy organisations. One guy in Darlinghurst called up and told me that if I couldn't guarantee at least 200 people, I should cancel because it would be embarrassing. That was really helpful. Mm-hmm. And some people, some of my friends are insisting that I can't go grocery shopping now, which is a little odd. But I really don't think anything will go wrong.
Well, strangely enough, it seems, as Tim said, it does seem that although it may not be vocal, you have got local support, because it's not like you've had people hurling eggs at your ute while you've been going past or anything like that. And
no,
it's all been very civilised.
One threatening phone call. I'm a little
And how is Mount Isa Woolies? Have you been seen there recently?
It's under renovation, and so I'm glad not to have to do the grocery shopping.
But seriously, though, for a moment, you took this on because you were incensed at Bob Catter's insensitivity, to put it mildly, when he auctioned his hat off at the marriage rally in Canberra and made his statements about gay and lesbian people. I notice, you know, looking at comments on the website and all that, there's a few people who have said, oh, come on, get over it. Things aren't quite as bad in the country as you're making it out to be. Does that make you mad when people say things like that?
No, and that's part of the thing I hope that this rally proves. I hope that people stop lampooning the regional Australia, saying how intolerant and so forth it is in their jokes. I have found nothing but respect for me in the local community, and yes, there is a large vocal element who dislike gay people, but my hope is that nothing goes wrong to prove that this can work in any Australian town.
Mm, and the fact that they may just get an opportunity to meet one rather than, you know, be frightened of someone who's gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. James, I think it's a huge credit to you, you know, just keeping that fight going for a lot of people who probably don't have your courage. And I'm wondering if you would think of running at the next election.
I'm just somebody who's trying to stand up to his MP and say, excuse me, sir, you've gone too far. Mm-hmm. I'm not certain that courage is the right word. If you want courage, look at the people who join our armed forces. That's true courage.
But, you know, to think that one person can't change the world or can't change a neighbourhood, I mean, it's the only thing that ever has, is one person has to have the idea and then someone has to actually action it. And you've done that, so I don't think you should sell yourself too short there. You have managed to make this possible, and if it's you on the corner, or a couple of mates, or three mates, I hope you have a fabulous time.
Spot on, I agree with that, Zoe, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Look, that's really kind. It's going to be great fun. And then I'm going to go for a drink afterwards.
Excellent. Good.
Well, next time you come down to Melbourne, come down here and have a drink on us.
Yeah.
Quite right.
Certainly, I'll hold you to that.
Great.
Great. Well, we look forward to seeing you when you've had time to catch up on some sleep and this whole thing is simmered down a bit. Because I know you've been working your posterior off on this, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I've been maintaining my full-time IT job, and doing this has been a little bit bigger than I expected. But this is my first time, and I'm sure that if we ever do it again, it'll be a little bit smoother.
Well, good luck for Sunday.
Yeah, good luck, and upload those photos.
Will definitely.
That'll be great.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, James, for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Doug. Have fun.
You too. That was James Newbury there up in Mount Isa. Just to recap, the rally is in Mount Isa, 11 a.m. on Sunday, outside on the street across from Bob Catter's office. So if you could manage to be in the area at the time, go along and support him. Details are on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/equallovecampaign, all one word. And of course, the link is on rainbowreporter.com.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.